here. Good morning, team. Happy Monday. Welcome back from a weekend. For some of you, Melbourne and others, you're on public holiday still. You're on holiday still. So if you're dialing in on your holiday, have a good day. Hopefully, a long weekend will be refreshing and replenishing for you. For the rest of us, we're back at it. And so welcome to another Wealth Coffee Chat, as we do each day of the week, working day of the week, Monday through to Friday. For those who are jumping on as the Facebook Live or the live world is warming up, Jason Whitten is my name. Been property investing over 20 years, coaching property investors, over 18 now, with my compadre Sam Saggers. And we started a business many years ago called Positive Real Estate, and we've been assisting and helping people build their property portfolios and go the distance. Good morning, Margaret. How are you going? Great to see you there. Sometimes these comments come in and I don't know who they come from. So whoever that is, enjoy your public holiday. Great to see you. There's Deepak. Great to see you, mate. Good morning. Good morning. So welcome along. Today I thought we would talk about something which is important as a property investor, as property investors. How do we own real estate, ownership? Because it's important. And then there's not a one size fits all. You know, do I own them in my personal name? Do I own them in a company? Do I own them in a trust? Do I own them in a company trust structure? Owning them in a self-managed super fund, which is just another sophisticated, different company trust structure with some different treatment. You know, how do I own our real estate, my assets, or in general, any assets for maximum wealth? Because how you own stuff, how you own real estate helps with maximizing your wealth into the future. So let's have a bit of a yarn about what that might look like as we kick off the day. So I'm just going to, let's see where we go here. There we go. Ownership. So gang, what I want to talk about is a bit of a matrix, right? How can we own things and what are the things that we need to consider? What are the things that we need to consider when it comes to ownership, because it's not one size fits all. Ah, that was Alison. Hey, morning, Alison. Yeah, Facebook user. It's an interesting one. Anyway, trying to work out the world of Facebook and those things is interesting. But let's have a look at this matrix of ownership and what it means to us as property investors and the things we might need to consider as we go forward to get this thing right. Now, ownership. Number one. How are we treated for tax? Okay, and I'm going to break it into two different taxes, PAYG variations, okay, tax variations, and capital gains tax, okay? How are we treated for those? Now, depends on how you own them, will depend on what happens with those things. Let's have a look at how are you treated for lending, getting a loan. That's an important one to understand because loans are either easier to get or harder to get depending on how you're structured and how you own your real estate as well. And then let's have a look at risk. Is there some risk of maybe getting sued, or you're in a high-risk industry or something like that, that is a consideration. And it's not as important as many people might think. A lot of people get a bit carried away or a bit oversensitive to that idea, and then we're not really exposed in that way as we go along when we're having a bit of a look at those sorts of things. And the idea, I might chuck it down here. I'll put in land tax as well. All right, land tax. So exposure to taxes, Exposure to loans and exposure to risk ownership. How we own. Let's see. I'll move this down a smidgen. Hang on. How we own our real estate is so important depending on what we're trying to achieve. Okay. So let's have a look at this. Let's have a look at owning in our own name. So your name, company, trust, and then super. I'll put SMSF here. Okay. Now, if we have a look at, can we get PAYG variations? Now, for those who maybe don't understand this, I've done a few other videos on it, but when we own real estate, we have depreciation, okay? Things that go down in value without you losing money. The value of the wall, the paint, the carpets, they devalue. That's a tax deduction, okay? Can you get that tax deduction in your personal income if you own the property in your own name? Yes. Perfect. Okay. Wonderful. That's great. Capital gains tax concession. If you own the property for longer than 12 months, so more than 12 months, you get a capital gains tax concession in your personal name. So you get a 50% capital gains tax concession. Or if you own the property in your own name and it's your principal place of residence, you pay zero capital gains tax, which is good. Okay. Now that's happy days. Loans in your personal name. Can you borrow up to 95%? Yes, in your principal place of residence. 90% on investment loans, personal place of residence, PPR. So that's looking good. Where it comes to risk, technically, you have direct exposure to risk. Now, this is an interesting one, and don't get too carried away for that, because, gang, risk is an interesting one. I see all the time people over compensate for potential risk when it comes to ownership. If you do something that breaks the law, whether you've got companies and trusts or own it in your own name, let's say there's fire alarms and you're meant to put them in your house, that's the law. Doesn't matter how you own it, doesn't matter what you do. If you don't do that, then you're at risk, okay? So we'll talk about that a bit later on, not in massive depth, but risk is not as crazy as you might think when it comes to owning real estate, but it's certainly something you need to consider. And land tax. Yes, owning in your own name, you can get land tax discounts, land tax, because land tax is a state-based tax and it's charged per name or per entity per state, which is interesting. All right, let's have a look at this. PAYG variation. If you own a property just in a company and you want to get the tax deductions in your name, no, you can't get that, okay? Owning a property in a company, you don't get any capital gains tax concessions either, because if you buy and sell in a company, that is considered income. It's the value of the company. Here with companies, you are often limited to 70 or 80%. Risk is okay because you've got a corporate veil. You've got a corporate skin around the ownership of that thing, and it keeps it one layer away from you. And yes, you can have some land tax minimization. So companies, what are they good for? Companies are usually good if you want to develop, okay? Develop a property, add some value, buy and sell. They're often good for that. Over here, if we have a look at owning in your own name, this is usually what I suggest for long-term buy and hold for the first four to six properties. The first four to six properties, that's what we usually do, okay? So companies, they're limited. Because in our world, buy and hold, because they're inflexible in using PAYG, capital gains tax variation, and lending. Lending's so important to you as a property investor. So important. So let's have a look at a trust. Sometimes there's a company trust structure, but let's just look at the trust as we go. PAYG variation? No. Now, there's a little, I'm going to do this properly. There's a little secret, I wouldn't call it a secret. There's a certain trust called a hybrid trust that some people have used in the past. They vary on the nose with the ATO and others. So for me, I say trust, no. It doesn't give you a PAYG variation. But capital gains tax, yes, you get the 50% capital gains tax deduction after 12 months. So there's some flexibility there in the structure like that. Lending, again, lending becomes an issue, often 80 or 70%, depending on who you are. Now, this is the depend. If you're in special industries like medical and other industries, well, a trust is actually quite good for you because of the special lending. You get treated special to lend money, but well, that's just the way that is. Risk, yes, you can be good for risk, and yes, land tax is again minimized because it's ownership, it's per entity and per state land tax as you go. Now, one of the good things about trusts is you can distribute income and gains to multiple people. And so unlike a company, company's a little bit more difficult in that way. Trusts are great for tax minimization when it comes to income and capital gains distribution. So that's quite good, but only if you make a gain or only if the property is positive cash flow. And this is where there's a little bit of confusion in my world, in our world as property investors. You know, some well-meaning accountants and maybe some not so well-meaning accountants convince a lot of property investors to buy their properties in companies and trusts. And unless that property is absolutely crazy positive cash flow, then it's a flaw. It's not good. It's not good to do. I say to people, you know, I'd say this is from, you know, 6 properties onwards, okay? Because often we want to be able to have some properties in our own name until we get to a certain point and then potentially some structures. But this is not, certainly not accounting advice. I don't know any of your personal circumstances. This is some general conversations that we have. All right, what do you need? What's the most important thing to you? And we'll talk about that in a second. Now let's go and have a look at owning property in a super or a self-managed super, PAYG tax. Now, there's a kind of a little, anyway, some of your money goes into the super and you get tax deductions and then you get tax deductions or depreciation inside the super as well. So I'm a big fan of that. I like that depending on what you own or how you own it, obviously. Capital gains tax, this is a beauty. You only pay a reduced amount of capital gains tax inside your super in what's called accumulation phase, and then you pay zero capital gains tax into the future. So, you know, when you're in retirement, you get pay zero capital gains tax and zero income tax. It's absolutely fabulous. The challenge is to get enough money in there. Lending is very difficult. So, you know, you're limited at 70%, 60 and sometimes 50%. So that is a bit of a challenge if you want to buy a property in your super. Now the risk in there, is there protection from a risk point of view? Not really. So it's just super. Matter of fact, it's a higher risk for all sorts of reasons, especially because it's your future. Plan B potentially. And then land tax, yep, you're treated pretty good for land tax. So a bit more of a teaching matrix conversation today, gang, about ownership. How do you own these things? You know, where do you get the treatment? Now, if you have a look at this, for me, the big conversation for most of you in acquisitions is the one where how can I lend the most money that's appropriate to me, all right? And for most of you, you need this and you need this, okay? You need to lend at a higher amount because you don't have a lot of cash or deposits and you want to get your acquisition done fast. You want to buy your 3 to 4 properties quickly. You don't want to have to put $150,000 into each property. You want to put $75,000 into each property, okay? So if you've got 150 grand, divide that by 2, you get 2 properties. And so that makes more sense that you can lend more at 90% and then buy those 2 properties. If you do it any other way, it will be slower and you get less exposure and your acquisition phase goes slow. And I've seen these conversations, unfortunately, where people get convinced that you need a company or trust because you're going to get sued by your tenant. And I can tell you right now, my experience in that, this is not legal advice, but it is 20 years of experience. I can count on my one hand, less than the fingers on one hand, the times I have come across an investor who has been sued by a tenant. Okay? Get this. If you cannot pay the mortgage on your property, the banks will take it off you, whether you've got a company, a trust, or you own it in your personal name. A lot of people think that, oh, yeah, I'll be protected. I'll be protected from some things that happen. No, you won't be protected from not paying your bills because that doesn't matter. If you get divorced, if you end up breaking the law accidentally or on purpose, companies and trusts and these structures do not protect you ultimately in that way. So doesn't mean that they're not great. Just don't overcomplicate this, especially if you're buying some properties and you're looking to get your lending maximized and your cash flow maximized, okay? Cash flow and lending maximized. What I have experienced is owning them in your own name for the first 4 to 6 seems to be the most efficient way to get that job done, okay? So gang, hopefully that makes sense. A little bit of a brain one. I got my coach cup on today, so I was doing some coaching when it comes to what are we trying to achieve, how do we own these things, keep and own for maximum wealth into the future. So if you have any questions, you want more detail on that stuff, make sure you reach out to your coach and ask them about your structures and who do you need to talk to and what and why. If you don't have a coach, you need one. Everyone needs a coach. The best players in the world have coaches. Property investing is no different. No different, gang. No different whatsoever. You want to be the best? You want to do something that less than 10% of 1% of the Australian population has done, which is own 5 or more investment properties, less than 10% of 1%. Don't miss that. Then get a coach. Someone who's been there before, someone who knows how to get you there, et cetera, et cetera. That's what we do. That's positive. That's my coaching team who can help you. And many of you guys listening in today have already got coaches. Kev, how are you, mate? Hey, listen, Kev, we got to catch up. What's going on? Haven't seen you for ages. All right, mate. Well, thanks for dialing in, gang. Coffee and a chat done and dusted. Fantastic to connect with everyone on Monday. Have a great rest of your week. If you want to catch this stuff on a podcast, we're putting it in iTunes and we're putting it in Spotify. If you need some coaching, reach out. Just pop something in the chat right now. Put in there coach and I'll get one of my team to reach out to you and connect. And we can have a bit of a chat about getting you on the right track when it comes to ownership, keeping properties, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, gang, I hope you're all well. Take care. Have an awesome Monday and join me tomorrow for another Wealth Coffee Chat. Adios, team. Bye-bye.